Following a recent swell in nuisance party complaints, including large gatherings near the University of Guelph last weekend, city officials have increased the fines bylaw officers hand out. Violations of the city's nuisance party bylaw, from hosting or attending to permitting such a gathering, now comes with a $750 fine, up from $500. Anyone who interferes with enforcement can receive a $1,000 penalty. That's in addition to fines handed out under the Reopening Ontario Act, which comes with a $750 charge for failing to comply with restrictions and up to $10,000 for hosting a party that exceeds COVID-19 gathering limits. The new city fines came into effect on Monday, 2 days after thousands of young people gathered for unsanctioned parties on Chancellor's Way, during what would typically be known as homecoming weekend. According to police, that event saw behaviors including public drunkenness, throwing of beer bottles, including an incident where they were tossed at police, setting fireworks off into a crowd, and more. The police response alone on Chancellor's Way is estimated to have cost taxpayers more than $30,000. We requested an increase in fines for our nuisance party bylaw based on what happened this past weekend and throughout September, Scott Green, the city's manager of corporate and community safety, in a news release. This increase shows how serious we are about protecting our neighborhoods, residents and first responders. Since the beginning of September, the city has received nearly 300 nuisance party complaints, notes the release. Currently, public health guidelines do allow indoors gatherings with up to 25 people, however, if attendees can't stay 2 meters apart, masks need to be worn.